You're listening to The Strident Conservative.
We're on a mission from God.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, The Strident Conservative. I wrote an article documenting how polygamy and pedophilia were the next battlefields in the LGBT culture war. Of course, I heard from the pro-LGBT crowd who told me I was little more than a right-wing homophobe and how I was failing to follow Jesus' teachings on tolerance. Besides the fact the LGBT agenda is not now nor has ever been about tolerance, but actually unconditional acceptance, the belief that Jesus preached tolerance is one of the biggest frauds perpetrated on Christianity. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus referred to the religious and political leaders as hypocrites, serpents, and a brood of vipers. He described them as full of extortion and self-indulgence, and full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Jesus was intolerant of those who rejected him after seeing his miracles, intolerant of those who set aside God's law to follow human tradition, intolerant of false Christ and false prophets. Jesus wasn't tolerant of sin, but he was forgiving of sinners. He was non-judgmental when teaching and healing, while promising a future judgment of hell for the wicked. He was so accepting that anyone could approach him, regardless of station or condition, yet so demanding many went away sad, disappointed, or angry. The cheap grace gospel of tolerance has permeated the church to such an extent we are now seeing the kind of immorality and decay of conscience Charles G. Finney once warned us we would see if the church failed in its responsibility. This failure by the church has given rise to a change of heart by Christians who now embrace the LGBT lifestyle. And that has led to so-called gay Christians who defend their sexual deviance as God's design. In the revelation of Jesus Christ, John wrote, "In righteousness he judges and makes war." John saw Jesus as a warrior king who will make war against his enemies. And that doesn't sound very tolerant to me. If you'd like to let me know what you think, visit stridentconservative.com.